Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial. 101.9 FM. Joe and
all right, 10:03 on The Fan, and a very good Wednesday morning to you. The midday show, Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666. The phone number, we're here, of course, to 1 o'clock, and then you'll have Maggie, Bart, and JJ coming your way. Dolph Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass, and you know the deal. We're live from the Black Bear Studio, delicious Black Bear Deli meats and cheeses. Of course, only at ShopRite. What do you want to start today? By the way, let me say this. I'm going to get this out of the way right away.
Get it out of the way.
You know, Aaron Boone got hosed. I mean, there is no, and I'm not a Yankee fan, as everybody knows. There is no doubt that there is a Yankee bias when it comes to these awards. Because I understand Rocco Baldelli is a nice story. The Minnesota Twins were a nice story. As you pointed out a million times, they won 100 games in a division that was horrific, to say the least. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a division that the Mets went like, you know, 15-5 or whatever it was against it. Something like that. 13-3, I think it was the actual number. So, and then, of course, when they played the Yankees, they folded like a cheap suit in the playoffs. But Aaron Boone, here's a team that had injury at every big guy on his team. Everybody. I mean, I don't think anybody was immune to it, was out for some extended period of time. You know, all these different guys that came and went and contributed to this team, they went over 100 games because it's all about the regular season. You know, for these awards. They win over 100 games. They win the division easily. And this guy doesn't win the award? I mean, come on.
Yeah, so.
I had to throw that in there because I was very aggravated by that. And
were you aggravated by that?
A little bit. Because there is a Yankee bias.
Okay. No, I'm just.
And I'm not, maybe it's because I'm a New York guy, New York, New Jersey guy. I don't know. But I'm not a Yankee fan. But I totally buy that.
Well, I think there's a couple of layers on if I had to diagnose why you're angry about it. Number one, I think you believe Aaron Boone should win Manager of the Year.
Number one.
Number two, I don't think you want to hear about an anti-New York or anti-Yankee bias. And I think the third thing, even though it shouldn't be a factor, but you have to admit it's a factor. A part of why it bothers you is how the Minnesota Twins no-showed the divisional series.
Yeah, a little bit.
Now, that has nothing to do with it because the vote is before that.
Right, they no-showed it.
But
they showed what they really are. As they always do against the Yankees, they folded like a cheap suit.
Well, look, here's the bottom line. All right, and I'm not saying every Yankee fan should be annoyed about it. There are some Yankee fans that don't care.
It's awards, and that's not that big a deal, but still.
But you are right. You're right. Because yesterday when I said to you, Boone should win AL, Council should win NL, you said, well, you know, there's an anti-Yankee bias. And I said, we'll see. We'll see what happens. Well, you're right. Because clearly there is. I don't want to hear about 101 wins.
No, there's no doubt about it.
I don't want to hear about it. Okay, because for the most part, I can't say 100% because a guy like Byron Buxton missed time, Mitch Garver missed time, all that. Right? They had the Pineda issue. The Twins had Jorge Polanco play 153 games. They had Nelson Cruz play a good bulk of the season. They had Max Kepler play a good bulk of the season. Eddie Rosario. They were relatively healthy, and they played two teams in their division that are two of the worst teams this sport has ever seen.
200 lost teams.
Yeah. And the Yankees overcame an incredible amount of injuries. So Aaron Boone should have won the award. Aaron Boone got hosed. I completely agree with you. And I understand the Yankee fan who looks at Hideki Matsui.
Yep.
Miguel Andujar.
Yep.
Aaron Judge.
Yep. We go on and on.
Says, because I don't necessarily agree with Pettit Henkin. I think Henkin deserved it, but I get it. A lot of Yankee fans
don't.
We're
talking 1996 Cy Young now?
Yeah, we go back even further.
Right.
I get all of it. A lot of it I agree with the Yankee fan. Matsui I agree with, and Andujar I absolutely agree with.
Oh, with the rookie of the year?
Yes.
Yeah. No doubt.
But I think Jeter versus Morneau, how could I forget that?
MVP?
How about that one? Yeah. He got hosed in that one too.
Another Yankee twin deal.
Oh, yeah. Right. I think there's enough evidence to back up your point now, Joe.
Yeah. No, I really
I think there's enough evidence now.
And it's, and I have no love for the Yankees, but I mean, I you know, it is what it is.
No,
I
got hosts.
And following, you know, watching the Yankees up close over all the years, because I, you know, living in the area, going back to, you know, Mantle and Maris, I don't think there's any doubt about it.
To quote 43, because I call the presidents 40, by their number.
Okay.
To quote 43, that would be
Bush.
George W. Bush.
Right, the second one.
You can fool me once. Shame on you.
Right.
Fool me twice.
Right.
We can't get fooled again. It was one of the great misquote quotes of all time.
We don't get fooled again, which is a great Who song.
Right.
Pete Townsend.
He didn't mean to do it. It was a part of his charm. He
Meet the new boss, same as the old boss.
It was a part of 43's charm. He messed up, but he made it funny. We've been fooled too many times. There's a bias. You're right. I mean, that's all there is to say. There's just enough evidence now.
Ernie,
to
you
say,
agree with this, Ernie? Yeah,
there's a bias.
There's a Yankee bias?
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
I mean, okay. How can you deny it?
He was
you can
there.
Chime in, too. You agree with this as well?
The Jeter one, to me, was the most glaring one. He should have won the MVP that year.
Right. Ernie,
wait,
I mean.
Were you more surprised at what the Twins did or the Yankees did?
What do you mean?
What does that mean?
The Twins came. No one expected the Twins to be as good.
Yeah, but the Yankees, how many guys were hurt from this team? They were doing it with Mike Tauchman.
I agree.
They were doing it with Gio Urshela. Who were the guys they were doing it with? Mike Ford. I mean, come on.
That's the element that.
Of course.
I get what you're saying.
That's what it's all
about, the beginning of the season.
Right.
Without knowing how the season would play out, I would agree with you. If you told me Twins win 101, Yankees win 103, and the Tigers and Royals aren't historically bad, I'd say it's going to be Rocco. But knowing the way things turned out, knowing the ridiculous amount of injuries the Yankees faced, and knowing that the bottom of the AL Central was historically bad,
that's right.
The answer is Aaron Boone. There isn't much of a debate, even though some are going to try to have that debate a la John Heyman. Some are going to try. Some are going to defend the writers.
Did John vote in the manager to you?
Well, no, he didn't vote, but he commented on something I commented on Twitter.
He should be the guy?
Here's what he said.
What did he say?
All right. I tweeted that Boone got screwed. That was my quote. And then John Heyman said, stop. So I assume that means that he thought it was hyperbole that I was screaming Boone got screwed, but he did. I'm going to tell you, he did.
No, Boone didn't win this year. Boone can never win, basically, is what they're saying.
Yes.
Because he can never do a better job than he just did this past year.
I couldn't agree more.
Well, they're disqualifying big market teams who have high expectations. That's what they're doing. They're saying, if you are a big market team with high expectations, you cannot win manager of the year. But Yankee fans are not ticked off about that more. They're more ticked off about the Astros. They're more ticked off about
the
cheating scam.
The cheating thing.
So I ask you, because you have always been very...
Here's the problem with that. There's really nothing you can do about it. I mean, you're not going to give say, okay, well, now we're taking it away from the end. This is not the NCAA. You know, so, I mean...
Well, there is something you can do about it.
What?
When someone commits a crime, you can't go back in time, but you can punish them.
Well, you could do that.
So you got to punish the Astros.
So what do you want to do to them?
Well, there's a couple of layers to this. Number one. All right, number one.
You can't take draft. I guess you could. I mean, there is baseball draft choice.
You could take a whole draft away.
You could do that.
I mean, sure. You can come, but you can suspend A.J. Hinch. The NFL suspended Sean Payton.
Yeah.
They suspended Greg Williams. Yeah.
Suspended Tom Brady for a stupidly uninflated football.
Right.
Which couldn't be more ridiculous.
And you would agree this is worse. I mean, look, you have to admit this. I'm all for stealing signs. We've talked about this.
Right.
When you start to use a camera and you start to use technology and you start banging drums to signal a changeup is coming, you're flat out cheating. I mean, would you agree with that statement? That's cheating.
But my point would be this, though. I would venture to say they're not the only organization doing
this. I agree, but that's not the point. Yeah,
I understand.
And that's
I get it.
That's for something else. Like, Major League Baseball going to look into everybody? Because I think a part of why the Astros have been a target, and none of us are surprised by this story, is because A, the Astros have won a lot.
Right.
And
right.
B, they're a very cocky, arrogant franchise. That's number two.
Right.
And number three, they're probably doing it better than everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I told you the Pittsburgh Pirates, who are a joke,
were
cheating over the last 3 years, most baseball fans would shrug their shoulders and say, who cares? They suck.
Well, that's because they win.
Right. But that doesn't make it as if you shouldn't go after them.
Yeah.
But to that point, that doesn't mean because other teams may be doing it too, we just dismiss what the Astros did.
You can't
be doing that.
I understand. They probably will punish him, I guess. But, I mean, does it really, you could get all aggravated all you want as a Yankee fan. It still doesn't take, they're not giving you the championship. Nor would you want it. Would you want that?
Well, and also,
you know what I mean?
To that point.
That's my issue with it, you know?
If you prove the Astros were cheating throughout the postseason, which hasn't been proved yet.
No.
Okay, well,
no.
We know from John Boy, who did it again. This guy's amazing.
John Boy did it again. Is that your guy?
Well, he should be everybody's guy. You know what he did?
No, what did he do?
Here's what this guy did. John,
what website is he on or whatever it is?
Well, he does a podcast, a Talking Yankees podcast. That's how I started listening to him. I enjoy his podcast with him.
Did we
have
him on at one time?
We did. We had him on a couple times.
Right.
Some may say we've made him a star. Not really. He made himself a star. He's really, really good. But what he's done is he went back to a game in September in 2017. You're about to say, does this guy have any life? But he went back to a game in 2017 and proved the Astros cheated. He showed the sounds of a drum banging right before Danny Farquhar would throw a changeup. And no drum banging when he didn't throw a changeup. And then showed the catcher come out to the mound and then change the signs. He proved it. He proved the accusations true. In that specific moment, the Houston Astros were clearly cheating. He did it. John Boy did it. We don't need an MLB internal investigation for that moment. But that's that moment. That doesn't prove they cheated in the ALDS. It doesn't prove they cheated in the ALCS. I think we were all assuming they did, which is fair. You could assume, hey, you cheat once. Why wouldn't you do it again? Of course. I think it's more difficult to cheat in the American League Championship Series. I think it's more difficult. The crowd is more packed, so it's tougher for that sound to permeate. There's more people around. It's easier to get caught. But John Boy proved it. So credit to John Boy for proving that. Now, did they cheat throughout the postseason? They got to go prove that. Did they cheat in 2018? They got to go prove that. Did they cheat this year with the whistle, which the Yankees did bring up? You got to go prove that. But for any Yankee fan, and I get your anger, just like the Rams were angry. Remember the Rams, Marshall Faulk? That Super Bowl was stolen from us.
Right.
That's what they say. I get a player feeling that way.
Sure.
But to your point, you're not the only one they cheated. You don't think they cheated against the Red Sox before?
Of course.
You don't think they cheated in the regular season? So if you're going to make the leap that they're the reason, that cheating is the reason you didn't win the ALCS, which may be the case, what about the rest of their entire run? It wasn't just you. No offense. The world isn't just the Yankees and the ALCS against the Astros. It's the ALDS against Boston. It's the entire regular season, and it is a seven-game World Series that they won against the LA Dodgers. But you can't change results. Results are final. The Astros won the division. They won the division series. They won the pennant, and they won the World Series. And even if it comes out that they were cheating the entire time, hey, calm down hard on them. Sure. But the results are final. And there ain't a damn thing anybody can do about that.
Yeah. Didn't MLB say they had officials in the Astros dugout during the ALCS this year?
Yeah.
Do you think there's a reason for that now?
Well, look, we all knew that there were accusations against them.
I think everybody behind the scenes knows that the Astros are cheating.
Maybe not to this extent.
Maybe not, but I think everybody knows.
Here's what I don't understand. You got 25 guys on a roster, more, because guys are coming up, funneling up and down. A lot of guys know about this. Those guys may get released, traded, signed elsewhere. You knew Mike Fiers was coming. You knew there was going to be a guy who, when he got to a different team, said, not only am I going to tell my teammates, but I'm going to tell the world. Mike Fiers doesn't give a damn. So that's the risk of doing something like this, and it's a risk other teams face too, where there is going to be a player who's going to say, and it's so funny, it's all about your perspective. Is he a rat? Is he a whistleblower? What is he? It's up to you. It's up to what you want to call the guy. The bottom line is, Mike Fiers told the world. Didn't you think that was going to happen with maybe somebody else? So, I mean, you would think if you're running such an elaborate cheating scandal, whatever you want to call it, that it was going to come out. And to an Astro fan, I would say this. I wouldn't give a damn. Yeah. I got my championship. I had my parade. No, great.
Like I said, it's not the NCAA. They're going to take your banner down. You know, I mean, who is the champion? Vacant. You know, that's not happening.
Nor should they.
Look, we saw this a million years ago with the Giants and the Bobby Thompson, that group against the Dodgers in 51. They were cheating, too.
And they kept that secret
and they did
for
it for
a long
how
time.
Long?
Yeah. And we don't know how
that
far
whole
that
big
went.
Run probably went a long time. I mean, they had that huge run at the end of the year. I mean, they barely lost a game. I mean, something was going on.
Yeah. And to your point, I'm sure a lot of this happens throughout Major League Baseball. Maybe not as well done as the Houston Astros. But Major League Baseball's in a moment right now where they've got to go do something. They got to do something.
And they will. They probably will. Well, they're going to have to. I don't know. Maybe you're right. Maybe they'll take a whole draft away from them.
If you're an Astros fan, you do have to hate this because this is always going to be thrown in your face now for the rest of eternity.
Well,
can I be a Jet fan and have something like that thrown in my face after they win a Super Bowl?
I don't need
like
the Jets to finally
later.
Win a Super Bowl and have something thrown back in our faces.
You know what? It won't bother me.
But, Joe, it wouldn't
bother me.
The more I think about this, it wouldn't bother me because I won a championship, but there is a part of you that's bothered that Johan Santana really gave up a hit, right?
It's a little different.
Why?
Because it is. It's not, you know, we're not
it wasn't
talking
even
about
cheating.
But you know what? But if we won a championship, if the Mets won a title and because a bad call went, let's say the Rams last year, okay? Mm-hmm. All right? We all know that they, you know, the official hosed the Saints. But if they went on and won the Super Bowl, I'm not throwing it back. Okay,
I got it. I'm not throwing it back. I'm just asking. Look. I love that Johan pitched a no-hitter. I think it's a no-hitter.
Right.
I don't.
Right.
You're the one who says it. So I'm asking you.
Every time, I can't believe Beltran's not a manager. It's unbelievable. And I hate to go into this now, but it's unbelievable how intertwined this guy is with our franchise.
Oh, it's amazing.
I mean, when you think about it, it's insane.
Well, and I'll throw this at you. So in the Athletic.
He better win a championship.
Really?
You know, Carlos, you better win one
or at
now.
Least get there. I mean,
let's win. It's time to win.
But. The story in The Athletic says this all started because there was a slumping player who wanted to kind of get an edge. And there was a coach on that staff who said, let's do it.
Oh, a slumping Astro?
Yeah, what if the slumping player was Carlos Beltran?
Banned for life. He's out of the league.
Yeah, that would be funny.
But, look, I'm not saying it is Carlos Beltran. Beltran has said we stole signs the right way, which I agree with. There is a right way to steal signs.
Yeah. If you're standing on second base and you got the signs figured out or you're in a dugout, sure.
Yeah.
No, I get that.
And you know what I think is also helped the Astros?
You don't have, like, a tech guy.
Well, that's the key. That's the cutoff. Right. Once technology's involved, there's something really wrong about it. Well, you would admit that.
Yeah, no, there's something wrong.
So the question is, if it turns out to be true, all of it, not just the Danny Farquhar story, but it occurred in the LCS, occurred in the World Series, what are you going to do about it? I mean, the NFL suspended Greg Williams for a year.
Yeah,
they suspended Sean Payton for a year.
They did.
They fined them crazy. Yeah. We saw what happened with the Patriots.
Right,
Would you agree that if all of this is true, it's worse?
It's worse. Probably worse.
It is worse.
It's worse.
I mean, just to be fair.
It is worse. So I mean, the whole bounty thing, you know, paying guys to go out and hit guys is a little different than, you know, actual, you know, cheating, if you will.
Or even videotaping.
It is a little different.
Even videotaping practices.
Right.
This is, I think that the result of this cheating could be far more extreme.
Yeah.
So I don't disagree with you when you say earlier that other teams are probably doing it. Yeah, they're probably not doing it as well. And I think that, cheating like this occurs in baseball, and the only time the attention is going to be drawn to you is when you're good. And the Astros are very good. They've won two pennants in 3 years. Yeah, they won a championship
in
17.
Like you said, if it was the Pirates, nobody cares. You know?
Right.
So you're right about that.
And Mike Fiers had an axe to grind and said, you know what? I'm going to tell the world. And I don't believe Mike Fiers is lying. Why would he lie? Because he's bitter against the guy's going to make this whole thing up? Oh, it's true.
Why would you want to tell the world, though?
Why? Because he's bitter and he's not an Astro anymore.
Yes.
So, see, you're on the side of he's a rat.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Rise above it. Of course.
Can I ask you this?
I hate to use this word, he's a whistleblower.
Well, I just said it's either
one. But at least we know who he is.
Right. Yeah, he put his name to it.
Right.
Do you think if Mike Fiers was on the New York Yankees, he should shut his mouth? I mean, he was on the Oakland A's. That's a division rival. Why should he shut his mouth?
Right. I don't know. I got it. You know what, though? I would have a problem with it. If I was part of that, why go out and tell tales now?
Because it's not telling tales because you want to win, and you're sick of it. I mean, think about it. Mike Fiers is now on a division rival of the Houston Astros.
Right.
So he wants to win. That's what Mangini did, basically.
Yeah. Didn't help him. But.
No, it didn't help him, but look, Fiers had a very good year.
Where is Mangini now?
Isn't he on TV?
Is he? No, I don't think he's on TV.
I think. I know. I saw him doing a guest appearance last week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think he is on TV.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. So I understand why Fiers would want to say something, but I can also get that players on that team, his former teammates, are like, dude, what are you doing?
Right. Of course.
But from a Yankee perspective, here's the deal. You have a right to be mad. You have a right to say they should be suspended, throw A.J. Hinch out, do all that kind of stuff. Results are final.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
Again, I mean, you know, and would you want it? I mean, they're going to throw you a championship? Come on.
And here's the other thing.
Come on.
I always say this, and I said this when we talk steroids, don't throw when you have a glass house. And I say that not because I think the Yankees are cheating.
No.
Wouldn't put it past them.
No.
I wouldn't put it past anybody. Why? It's baseball. I wouldn't put it past anybody.
There had to be somebody in the era when the Yankees were winning four and 5 years. There had to be somebody that did something.
Well, that's what I'm getting to.
Of course.
I'm getting to the steroid stuff because we already know that.
Right.
We already know there were Yankees who did steroids, and never once would I or you suggest
absolutely not
that anything the Yankees absolutely won not isn't legit.
Of course not.
It's a different kind of cheating, but it was cheating. Okay? It is what it is.
Right.
So I get that the Dodger fan is freaking out. They're going crazy right now. The Yankee fan is freaking out. Maybe the Red Sox fan to a lesser extent because, A, they didn't lose a close series in 17, and they won the World Series the next year. Maybe that makes it easier.
And beat the Astros.
Yeah, and beat the Astros.
Right.
But, yeah, you want justice to be served. I'm with you on that. But let's not try to diminish the results because the results are final. I'm sorry. I believe that in college sports. I believe it in baseball. I believe it when there's a bad call in the NBA. This is the result. The Astros won the World Series in 2017.
That's it.
And now we're going to see what this commissioner is going to do to make him pay. Because he's going to have to make him pay. If you're going to use other sports as a barometer and the severity of using cameras to get signs, you're going to have to come down awfully hard. And the real question is going to be, Joe, what's really hard?
Mm.
Is it wiping out a draft? Is it suspending the general manager? Is it getting the manager fired? I mean, is it saying to the Astros, got to let A.J. Hinch go? He knew. And if he didn't know, he should have known. And he's out. It could be that.
Could be.
It could be a 2-year suspension. It could be a fine's not going to do anything. Jim Crane's a billionaire, right? That doesn't mean anything. It's going to have to be something that hurts the franchise. And then they're going to have to look everywhere. Because if they want to clean up cheating in Houston, you best be looking everywhere. Whether it's Colorado or Pittsburgh or the Mets or the Red Sox,
absolutely, no question about it.
And you've got to make sure that it's not a rampant problem throughout baseball.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.